It's Mike McGowan on the phone now with Steve Fossen. Steve, if you don't mind, I'd like to say Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Steve Fossen. Welcome to Weeby 108, sir.
Thank you for welcoming me.
You got it. Hey, I'm looking at your itinerary. This is pretty cool. On Thursday, you're going to be hanging out with at Daryl's house. Is that right?
Yeah, we're playing Daryl's House Club Thursday, and we're taking off tomorrow morning. Going to spend a couple days on the East Coast and come back, and then we'll be back for about a week and then head back to the East Coast.
So it's been, what, about 2013? You and Michael were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How does that, does it still feel real to you that you're a member?
Well, it was a fantastic experience, and yeah, it is surreal to think that, you know, your childhood dream when you're 13 years old, you hear the Beatles and you figure, gee, that'd be fun to do that. And then you, I was lucky enough to team up with Roger Fisher, who had a similar goal in mind, and we just kept plugging away, and you know, we weren't going to stop until we got somewhere.
There you go. Well, I think it worked.
Little did we know it'd be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow. Stamford Palace Theater, Heart by Heart, Thursday, October 5th, 8 p.m. Tickets are available. And so what do you get as a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you get, is it a plaque, or what do they give you?
Oh, they give you a statue.
Nice.
And of course, at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they actually have, you know, the gifts that they give out at those kind of
like a gift
award
bag
ceremonies. And,
right.
You know, we got some really nice watches and wow, headphones and some very useful things for musicians.
Right. I got to tell you, I've been listening to Heart by Heart. It's amazing how these songs just come alive again, and they sound so good. Can't wait to see this show. So I'm imagining it's just one hit after another, right, when you guys are out on stage at the Palace Theater in Stamford?
Yeah, that, you know, that was our goal, to play the hits. And we do kind of indulge ourselves a little bit. We play a song called Devil Delight, and it wasn't actually a hit, but it's a very good song, but we do that one usually too, so.
So was it a long process in finding a lead singer?
Actually, no. It was, we were doing a party downtown Seattle, and we needed a lady to sing a couple Heart songs so Mike and Roger and I could play a few songs from our past, and Summer was the lady that was chosen. And then Summer and I became very good friends over the course of that summer, and then by the fall, we were getting romantically involved.
Oh, okay.
And then last year, in February, we got married.
Wow. I did not know that. Congratulations.
Yeah, so we have the team of Michael DeRozier and Steve Fossen, bass and drums, and also the team of husband and wife, Summer and Steve Fossen. So,
well, that's great. You guys get to work together. And
yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. Sometimes it's a little, you know, trying when you're going down, driving down the freeway, and we go, that's the exit we want. And someone says, no, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. You know.
So just like every other married couple then, yeah.
Yeah.
So I would imagine the songs are like your children, but do you have a favorite?
Well, Mike and I have always really enjoyed playing Mistral Wind. And ever since we did that song on the Dog and Butterfly album, we've really enjoyed playing it live. And of course, Michael DeRozier, who is... he's a unique drummer. Drummers just do not play like Mike anymore. A whole new culture of drumming has taken over, but the way Mike drums, he's old school. He loves Buddy Rich, and of course he loves John Bonham, and
the
combination
two of
those two influences he's really come up with a unique style.
Right.
And he's just a joy to play with, and he's a joy to watch, and fans, you know, really appreciate his take on how to do the percussion in rock and roll music.
Right. So, boy, what has changed in your mind the most about the business itself since you started?
Well, you can't really make a lot of money off of, you know, like back in the day it was LPs. Now it's CDs. Well, CDs aren't, you don't even sell CDs anymore.
Right.
And it's usually, if you get one song off of your project to get airplay, then you're lucky, and then, you know, people just they'll go to their favorite, you know, music site, and if they do purchase the song, they just purchase one or two off of. So it's different. It's really different. And like, I remember hearing stories of like Van Halen, when they signed their record deal, they bought each guy a Cadillac or, you know, something like that. Well, yeah. Nowadays, you buy the Cadillac for the record company.
Right. Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure. We look forward to Heart by Heart, the Stamford Palace Theater. It's the Thursday night, October 5th. Tickets are available. And we appreciate you spending some time with Weeby 108 and look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking with you, too.